here on AM 800. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi there. Good morning. I would like to ask a question to Brian Massey about Cassandra Cake and my daughter Molly, who were murdered in December last year in Windsor. Why do you not support Molly Matters? It would hold a violent criminal accountable for murdering my unborn daughter and taking away Cassie's choice. How can you ignore this massive injustice that has happened in your own backyard? How can you say you stand for the rights of all women and do nothing for Cassie? More shelters will do nothing for Molly or Cassie. I'm interested in hearing all the candidates' thoughts on creating a law to protect unborn babies and pregnant women from violent acts of crime such as this one.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you for your question, Jeff, and sorry for your loss, and thank you for raising this issue as well, too. I think it is important to talk about the current system that we have right now allows for a judge to take these circumstances into account to extend the sentencing. The trouble that we had with the House of Commons bill, private members bill in this, it would relate to this matter, was that it was felt that it would be unconstitutional and could potentially actually detract from the case. And that's why the bill didn't move any further. Otherwise, the Conservatives had a majority. They didn't move on it because the legal ramifications were so significant. It actually could create lesser sentencing in some of the expert opinions that testified. And so what I have said on this matter is to review it again to parliamentary research to have another look at it to see whether or not it would stand up. And we've had a number of conservative bills that have passed that are in the courts right now. And that was the case with regards to the one that was in the House of Commons. So for until we get those answers, until we get to have certain definition and until we get certainty that we're actually going to increase the sentencing on the crime, then the current status situation is probably the best to remain with the judges adding sentencing at the end of the trial.
Jeff, again, sorry for your loss. I'll echo the sentiments shared by Brian. Certainly it was a tragedy, and so sorry for your loss. You know, this is being handled within the context of the current criminal code. We leave it in the hands of judges and prosecutors to do the best job that they can to make sure that the individual responsible is held to account. And I'm certainly hopeful that a judge will take the special circumstances into account when sentencing to certainly punish this wrongdoer for taking a life and a child's life.
We cannot just leave this case for on a hand of judge. As your local MP, we must stand up for our own riding people. If the people of your riding have the concern, we as an MP, we have to stand up for you. That's what I would do. Conservative value, we put the interest, the victim first, ahead of the criminals. And this is what we're trying to do the best to protect our people and include unborn babies. And as Jack Watson have a very good statement to say that, and when I become your MP, I will be voice your opinion. I will stand up for the people of Windsor West and become your local MP.
All right. Thank you for the question, Jeff. We have a line open for you. We have 20 minutes to go here on AM 800.